Hello.
Morning, how are you?
Hi, honey.
I wanted to wake you up prior to Kate getting to the church.
Oh, is it happening right now?
It is
Which what website?
it's eonline.com.
Okay. I'm really tired. Are you Skyping me right now?
I am Skyping you right now.
Ooh, I'm gonna look at E Online right now. I'm so excited.
Yeah, there's some interesting hats. And Camilla and Charles just showed up. William is looking very handsome.
Really? Why does he look so handsome?
Well, because he's in a uniform.
Aww.
He's wearing this red jacket, so he's looking, very dapper.
I feel like this is sort of like prom. Oh, I have a very flickery screen looking at an ad.
Okay, yeah, I turned mine off, so I'm gonna have to go back on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Hi, Priya. How
Good.
are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. We're up very early.
Yeah, I'm not in the habit of calling people normally at 5 in the morning.
I didn't think so.
So you and your sister are hanging out and you've got the TV going.
Yes, we got the TV going. We're having coffee and scones.
Oh,
Both,
good.
and my sister's wearing a hat. So anyway, this is like the ultimate wedding. You know what I mean? There are all kinds of wedding shows. Say Yes to the Dress. I guess the reason we're up so early is because this is as good as it gets as far as a wedding goes, you know?
That's true. I did some reading and I kind of like this girl. What are your thoughts about her?
I do. I do. And I think it's wonderful that they met under somewhat normal circumstances and, you know, this was their choice,
Yeah.
not anyone else's. And it
Yeah.
wasn't a choice made for any, you know, reason other than, you know, they love each other. So I think,
Right. Okay.
happy to speak to you.
All right. Enjoy your scones and
Okay.
coffee.
All right. Thank you.
All
Bye,
right.
Priya.
Bye. This is Georgia Lipinski. This is Priya George, and I'm talking to my oldest friend who I met in Portugal when we were schoolgirls, and she lives in Edinburgh, Scotland, Francesca Lavoir. Frankie, welcome to Georgia Lipinski.
Hi, thank you very much for having me on with you guys.
So, what did you think?
I must admit, I thought it was great. You know, it's kind of, we obviously got the day off and it was like brilliant. Okay, we can sit and watch it, but I don't know, it kind of hits you a lot more. It is all part of our, you know, part of our culture and you know, part of, I guess, being British. And I think what was nice about it was that, you know, even like Kate's dress was not something totally over the top. It was, you know, it was just, okay, it was obviously a bigger train than most people would have, but it was
Right.
kind of just quite simple, and she was just very sort of, you know, serene and quite understated, I thought, which was really, really nice. And even when she arrived in the church, and like it was her sister who was sorting out her train, it wasn't like an entourage of like 50 people all trying to make it exactly perfectly wonderful. You know, it was just her sister who's her bridesmaid, and it was, I don't know, I thought it was really, really nice. And
Yeah.
they seemed like, you know, they were having a few jokes with one another. It was just quite normal rather than, you know, kind of really sort of stuffy.
Yeah, that's what
So
we thought as well. There was a sweetness to it and
yeah, no, they seem, you know, very, very, very right for each other, very nice together and stuff like that. And I think what we, you know, you just think, God, her parents, you know, what must they think? You know, they're standing there on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, and
yeah.
then, you know, and what I thought was also really nice was the way that when they left Westminster Abbey, her parents and Charles and Camilla got into the same coach, you know, so it wasn't like, oh, we're royalty, we're in one coach and you're in the coach behind or something. They went together,
Oh,
which I
that's
thought was,
good.
so that was quite nice. So I thought that was quite a statement, you know, it's basically saying, you know, we're both kind of parents of bride and groom. We both leave together regardless
Right.
of whether we're royalty or not, you know,
Right.
which was, I think, really nice.
Yeah. I actually thought it was rather amusing when they started singing God Save the Queen, they kind of panned over to her parents and her father looked like he was looking right at the Queen.
Yeah, well, he probably was, wasn't he?
And I was wondering, you know, like, does the Queen sing that song, and does she say, God save me?
Yeah, God save me. Well, you know, because I was actually saying to him, I was like, she probably never, you know, because she never sings it, right? So the only time she's ever sung it was, you know, when she was in her teens, and before that, saying God save the King for her father, you know, so she hasn't sung it for, God, almost 60 years. It must be quite weird.
In Scotland, how are people sort of talking about this? Are they excited, or is there sort of a disdain to the whole pageantry and formality?
It's very, very mixed.
Yeah.
I can give you, you know, as an example, or a few examples. So, for instance, there's someone at my work. She's decided that she's taking opportunity of the fact that we've been given a public holiday, and she's going to Amsterdam for the weekend.
Yeah.
So totally not, you know, not engaging at all in anything to do with it. You've then got someone like the member of the Scottish Parliament for Strathearn, which is, he's just been given the Earl or the Dukedom, I can't remember which, of Strathearn, Prince William has.
Oh.
And the MSP, the member of the Scottish Parliament for that particular area of Scotland, she's a member of the Scottish National Party. So therefore, you know, her political beliefs say that, you know, we should be Scotland should be a nation on its own, so therefore not necessarily royalist.
Right.
But she's very happy about the wedding, because if he's been given the earldom or dukedom of Strathearn, that means that they'll get more tourists, and therefore that'll benefit her area.
Right.
You know, so you've kind of got that. Then you've got people who are organising street parties who are totally into it.
Yeah.
You know, really, really up for it, really enjoying it. You know, there was one guy, one of Ian's friends from school, he's put a picture on Facebook, he's put bunting all outside his house and everything. So you've got a real mix of people reacting to it differently, which I think is great. You know, it's not one way or the other,
right,
to be fair.
Right. Well, you know, the nice thing about it is that this is like a really good party.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
a good excuse for a party.
Yes. No, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's great that people have been given the day off. Unfortunately, it wasn't a compulsory day off in Scotland, so it depended on each company or as to whether they gave it to you or not. So I do know some people who are working today,
right?
Because they weren't given the day off.
Okay. So why did you feel like you wanted to watch the wedding?
I think because I remember watching Charles and Diana's wedding when I was, God, 5 or 6 or whenever it was.
Now, were you in Paraguay at the time?
We were in Paraguay at the time, so I remember getting up very early and going over to somebody else's house, the ambassador's house, and watching it on the television there. It was dark, and I really remember that as a, you know, as something in my childhood. So it is one of these moments that you kind of, I mean, I don't think I can imagine myself not watching it, you know, especially when you've kind of, you know, heard about their romance, you know, for years and years, and it does seem like, you know, this is a great day for the UK. I think, you know, this is where the royal family really comes into its own. We're not a republic, you know, we have got a royal family, so it's I think, you know, it's part of our culture, and I think you will, you know, you'll remember the day a bit like I remember the day when I was kind of 5 or 6 when Charles and I got married.
Yeah,
so.
I remember as well. I was in Portugal, and you know, at that time I was very much a English schoolgirl. And, you know, I felt when we were at St. Julian's, more at St. Julian's than at Green Gates at my school in Mexico, I really felt like there was a deep sense at that school about the royal family, and, you know, there was this connection.
Now, I think it's interesting as well. I think probably some British communities abroad are even more British than people in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, it's I think you definitely get a sense of that. But I mean, I think it's, you know, it's great to see all the crowds in London, and even just hearing, you know, one friend on Facebook saying, you know, it feels perfectly normal. I'm sat in Hyde Park, you know, where they have the big screens, and drinking champagne at 8:30 in the morning. You know, that's totally normal,
right?
It's today.
Which you also think, I just realized that William and Kate met in university, which was in Scotland. So is there a sense in Scotland that they're part of this story?
Yeah, I think, I mean, St. Andrews University, where they met, I think, I mean, it is the oldest university in Scotland. I think. And there's a definite sense there that, you know, this is you know, the university are totally playing up, which I think, you know, all credit to them because they did meet there.
Yeah.
And also that university, I think, afforded William the chance to kind of have a fairly normal, you know, kind of university experience, exactly. So I think in that sense it's good, because I think that probably does bring Scotland a little bit more into the picture, and even to the point where, you know, there are certain places in town here in Edinburgh where, you know, you used to hear that William and Kate would come and hang out at some of the sort of the local bars and nightclubs here while they were at University of St Andrews, because St Andrews is quite a sleepy town.
Yeah.
Not a lot to do. So if you want to kind of go and sort of party, you do need to go to some of the bigger cities
right.
in Scotland.
You got married 2 years ago, 3 years ago now? And you got married in a castle in Scotland, and, you know, you were decked out. You look gorgeous. Did you feel like you were a princess for that day?
Oh, now there's a question. I don't know if I felt I was a princess. I definitely felt it was a very special day, and it was lovely to have everyone around you. And I was a bit worried about feeling the center of attention, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So that was very nice. I think probably somebody like Kate today can't but help feel the centre of attention, because there's 2 billion people watching her on TV.
Yeah.
But I just hope that there was, you know, while they were having their wedding vows, they felt a bit of a moment of intimacy just between the two of them, because I think that's to me, if I remember my wedding day, one special bit was, you know, when Ian and I were doing our wedding vows in that church, and that felt very intimate. So I really hope that, you know, they've got that feeling as well. So they've kind of got the whole public thing, but they've also had their own kind of moment, as it were.
Right. Francesca, thank you so much for joining me, and have a really wonderful day off.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Hi, it's Priya.
Hi. Oh my God, I'm way more emotional than I thought I would be.
Really?
I didn't think I was going to be emotional at all, actually.
Yeah.
And now I'm like all, I'm all,
the
I feel
clint.
Very squishy inside. Yeah.
That's adorable. I was listening to the E! Online people, and one of the women was like, this is a fairy tale. And maybe I'm just too cynical, but I was like, it's not a fairy tale.
Well, this production is certainly a fairy tale.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they did a really good job.
I did too. I mean, I think that that everybody finally caught on that since there are millions of people watching, they may as well
do it up.
Well, and they might as well, like, acknowledge that they're there. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in the sermon when the bishop of whatever's
yeah.
was like, you know, every wedding is like a royal wedding in some respect, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, schlubby people at home,
yeah.
you know? Like,
but
in a good way.
Totally, totally. But you know what's funny? Like, whenever they pan through the crowd, I was like, there's schlubby people in the Abbey as well. You know,
there are schlubby people.
They may be the elite of the elite, but they kind of look, I mean, they put their pants on just the same way we do.
Yeah, I guess, except they have lots more pairs of pants to choose from.
That's true. And some of them have people helping them put their pants
on. Yeah, but I'm a little surprised. I mean, honestly, I think growing up, especially like growing up in the era of Diana,
yeah,
and the era of televised royal weddings,
yeah.
like, I mean, I don't fantasize about this type of thing for myself, really. I think it would be really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't imagine, like, ever being in a, like, life situation that
I think I would
attention.
I would die on the spot if I had that many people looking at me.
Yeah, but there is the, like, pleasure. There's this collective pleasure of watching young people being happy.
Yeah.
Even if they aren't really, like,
I mean, I think in Will and Kate's case, they probably are. But that's what everybody wants. Like, that is totally what everybody wants. It's like a big party to celebrate being young and not having everything be all fucked up yet.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You know, they're detractors, and I've been seeing, like, all these snide comments on Facebook. And I kind of feel like, you know what, I'm willing to watch a happy event. I would rather watch a happy event than, I mean, there's just so much gloom and doom out there.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of articles about, you know, we're Americans, we shouldn't, you know, we should really not glorify monarchies at all, like, that's not what we stand for, it's a total waste of time, you guys are wasting your time, and I'm like, what about the hours and hours of reality TV that people watch about bad people seeing and doing mean things to each other? Like, the collective amount of time wasted is way more than what time has been spent covering this, even though it seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
really mind it. I mean, it's like, just turn off your computer or your TV if you don't feel like talking about it anymore.
Exactly. And actually, I saw there was a feature, one of the Twitter feeds that I follow is like Smart Twitter or something like that, and they actually had an application that you could tune out anything that had to do with the royal wedding.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So how do you feel as a former bride?
You know, I thought the ceremony, that's so funny, I don't think of myself in that way, because my marriage ceremony was so secular. We got a magistrate married us, and it literally took like 5 minutes. I can show you the photographs, because there's a clock in the background, and you can see that it's like, I can't remember. It was like 12:20, and then, you know, at the end of the like marriage, it was 12:25. So it's funny for me to watch weddings and see these big productions, because it doesn't take that long to get married. You just exchange your vows and that's it.
Did you feel like something significant had happened, even though it was only a 5 minute thing? I think about like the choirs and the fact that you have to sit there for a really long time, like sort of thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I didn't really have a lot of time to think. It was sort of like it just happened. And I mean, I was very scared. It was monumental.
Wow.
But you know what? I felt like this ceremony was much better and more profound than my marriage. Maybe because my wedding actually only did take 5 minutes. But I just felt like all the sermons and, you know, I don't know the language that's associated with church ceremonies, but it was really, you know, wonderful to hear some of what people were saying.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that getting married in a church is necessary, but I do think that it is nice when you're including other people in the process. It's obviously really public. So I kind of like that they talk about life in general. And I do like when I always think it's really hilarious when priests give marriage advice.
Yeah, because they're not
supposed to be married. And yeah. You're like, ha, what do you know, dummy? But
yeah.
It's kind of adorable, really, if you don't get too indignant about it, which
yeah.
I usually do.
Well, everything with a grain of salt.
Everything, yes. So there it is. It's crazy. I mean, if I were them, I would already be so exhausted like right now, and they have to do all this partying and stuff.
But
maybe it'll be relaxing now.
I was wondering if, you know, they had a Dr. Feelgood and, you know, got a little help going to sleep last night.
Probably. They can have anything they want, right? I
yeah, mean, that's true.
You know?
It's a little wild.
Like, feeling a little whatever, and someone will come give them the thing that makes them feel not that way.
I think William's Dr. Feelgood is probably Harry. I think he's got some connections.
Harry is so wonderful.
He's so adorable.
He's like a Muppet.
He is like a Muppet, that like tuft of hair.
Okay, I have to talk about one really cute part of the wedding.
Okay.
So when Kate was walking up the aisle,
Harry was looking at her.
Terry was like checking her out and making little comments to Will.
Totally.
Yeah, Will was trying really hard not to turn around and look at her.
Yeah.
And Harry was, like, nudging him and being like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
I think that is absolutely adorable.
Yeah, it was really adorable. I noticed that as well. And actually, once she got to where they were standing, it's not that they, like, had an extreme close-up, but it kind of looked like Harry was getting very emotional.
They all seemed very emotional to me. I have to say, I got home from work at 2 in the morning, and you called me and woke me up.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
5:30.
That.
5:30. Wait, did you call me at 5 or 6? 5:45, something like that. Regardless, you called me, and I was, like, popped right up. I was like, yay! And I turned it on, and it was like, all the cumulative energy, because people had been standing there screaming for so long, like,
yeah.
When I turned on the live stream.
You could tell that they were hoarse.
Yeah. You know what I thought of that's really interesting, too, is that you and I have sort of, just in the past couple months, experienced some global events via, like, live streaming. When we started the podcast, we were tuned into Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to liken the two events, but
right.
To us, it's this experience of
yeah
having it at our fingertips in a really strange way.
Right.
I'm kind of jealous. I want to be there. That would be so much fun.
It would be nice to have the closet space. But that's about okay. It. I wouldn't yeah. want any other aspect of it.
That's
well,
amazing.
And the cash, you know.
Well, yeah, and the cash. All right, lady. Well, I need to get in the shower because I gotta pack and go to work.
Yeah, okay. You've been listening to George Lipinski. I'm Priya George.
And I'm Valerie Lipinski.
Have a good day.